From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. 3 days after a truck slammed into a Christmas market in Berlin, authorities are searching across Europe for the chief suspect in the attack. German officials identified the suspect as 24-year-old Anis Amri, a Tunisian who was supposed to have been deported months ago, but he was not sent back to Tunisia because of problems with his documents. Those revelations have renewed questions in Germany about how the country vets the thousands of people who have entered the country looking for asylum. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said a day after the attack, it would be hard to bear if an asylum seeker was responsible. Amid ongoing accusations that Russia attempted to influence and subvert the U.S. election, Europe is bracing for a similar operation by Moscow before a series of elections, including a vote in Germany in 2017. Henry Ridgewell reports.
As the chief European architect of sanctions against Russia, analysts say German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the European leader Moscow would most like to see voted out of power.
Dazu müssen wir auch die Menschen sehr informieren.
In a speech this month, Merkel warned of the dangers of external attempts to hack the election, adding that German leaders must inform people and express their political convictions clearly. The Chancellor is running for a fourth term in power, but she does have an Achilles heel. Nearly a million migrants arrived in Germany in 2015, and analysts say Russia will likely use this to try to whip up anti-immigrant feeling. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for 1 day. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General says evacuations took place under less than ideal conditions.
Protection of civilians leaving these areas remains the biggest concern. The process for evacuation was traumatic, with crowding and vulnerable people waiting for hours and exposed to sub-zero temperatures.
The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave two villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Afghan authorities say an overnight Taliban assault targeting the home of a lawmaker in the capital, Kabul, left at least 8 people dead and many wounded. Police say the 13-hour siege ended early Thursday when a gunfight with Afghan special forces left all the assailants dead. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility, saying heavily armed suicide bombers stormed the building Wednesday evening when a security meeting with senior military officials from Helmand in attendance was taking place there. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of the explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured dozens more near Mexico City. Forensic experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify burned remains. Gambia's longtime president, Yahya Jammeh, says Almighty Allah can only deprive him victory as he seeks to overturn the results of this month's presidential election. Opposition candidate Adama Barrow beat Jammeh in the December 1st election, and he conceded defeat at first, but now contends there were voter irregularities and he is asking the court to overturn the results of the vote. The Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing on Jammeh's appeal for January 10th, 9 days before he is supposed to give up power. And violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 21 people dead. The violence broke out amid demonstrations against President Joseph Kabila, who remains in office even though his term has ended. A court ruled that he should stay in power until elections, which the ruling party has set for 2018. Opposition demonstrators are demanding Mr. Kabila step down. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.